We are learning Maseches Erev in Daf Pei Amud Beis, and we are beginning the last line of Pei Amud Aleph. We just learned Shmuel says that you're allowed to take an Erev or a Schirus from a person's wife, even without the consent of the husband, as long as he's not standing there being Meicha, but even without his consent, you could take it. Lema Siyele, let's bring a Raya, that you could take an Erev without consent. Lema Siyele. You could force someone, you could force someone who lives in the alleyway to participate in paying for the lechi and kaira. So you see, you could force someone to do something. So it's a riot to Shmuel, you could do something forcefully. And for the Gemara, no. Shani Hasa of the lechi mechitzes. There it's worse. Since there's no mechitzes, only two walls, you're missing a third wall, there you could force someone to do it. What's the pshat? So Rashi learns, an interesting pshat, Rashi says, Mavi Megulahu, Ve'in Noyach Hashamrai. It's open and it's not watched. So there, it's very important to have a wall so you can force them to make a lechi. That's Rashi's pshat. Frank the Ritva says exactly what a lechi is going to do. If it's not watched, a lechi ain't going to do much. So what's the point of a lechi? So therefore, he's a mefarish like Tosfos. Tosfos' pshat is like this, very geshmak pshat. That when it comes to a mechitza, even if you force someone, it's not a chalois, it's a metzias. I have a lechi here. I don't care if he was forced to do it. Buy an Erev, Chatzeres, where you become unified. If I don't agree, I'm not unified with you. I never agreed to that. But here, you're just trying to make a wall. It's a practical thing. So to make a lechi, even if you force me to do it, I don't care. You have a lechi, Lamaisa. So that's why it's fine. That's one teres. Lishna achrina, mitzad shani. What does that mean, mitzad shani? So it makes no sense. Pashtus. So the Gra and Mitzalim and Ransberg, you have a Riches here. The Gra says that means Bebezdin, the girls are Bezdin Shani. They did a Bebezdin there, and that's why it's allowed to do it. Bezdin is different. Hefker, Bezdin, Hefker. It's a different din. That's why you're allowed to do it. So, Dr. Maravaita, Itmar, Chia Ba'ashi Amarav, Oisin Lechi Asherah. We have a full idea. There's a Avodah Zarah called the Asherah tree, and that's Avodah Zarah. Are you allowed to make a Lechi out of Asherah tree? He says, yeah, allowed to make a Asherah a Lechi. Why? Because it's not really direct Ahna. It's just a. It's just a wall. I indirectly I'm getting hana. That's not called hana from the asherah. Oisin lechi asherah. Rishim lachos shama oisin kaira asherah. Even if you make a kaira asherah. But the Gemara says the Mandi Yomu says you can do a lechi asherah is dafka. Mandam a kaira kol shkin lechi. Of course lechi. Mandam a lechi. Av a kaira loy ketute mechta shure. Like Rashi explains, lechi has no din shear. Lechi can be any size. Kaira has a certain shear. It has to be a tefach wide, and it has to be strong enough to Kabbalah Riach. So the halacha is that when something is Asherah tree, this is Oymid L'Sreifa, it's Ki'ilu, it's burnt. And if it's Ki'ilu, it's burnt, then there's no shear. Kazuse Mechta Shure. And since there's no shear, so you can't have a Kaira. Now Tosfos asked that Lechi also needs a shear, because even though it could be a Mashu, but it has to be the whole, it has to be the 10 Tfachim high, it has to be like the whole length of the Mavi, it has to be the going up in Mavi, 10 Tfachim high. So what's the pshat while we're saying that it doesn't need a shear? So the answer is that lechi, even if it's ashes, it could still be a lechi. You could attach it and make a lechi. That's what he answers. That's what Tosfos answers. But Kapparim, there's more Torah here. There's a bigger chayim on the sugya. We're not getting into that now. Lemaisa, that's what comes out. One man the other says that even a curry could be a shear. One man says, no, dafka lechi, not a curry, because it needs a shear. Zok the mishta vayta, new mishta. We said that you have to mezakeh wine to make a shita for erev chaseres. Everyone has to participate in the food. What happens with a certain share of the food? We'll see what the share is. There's a certain share how much food has to be. Let's say on Shabbos or by the next Shabbos, it was less food now. You made an erev, but you made a box of matzahs, make an erev chaseres. Someone ate it over Shabbos, and next week all left is a half a matzah. What do you do then? The smart for ha'oichel, it got less. Moisif mezakeh. You could take from everyone's food, you know, everyone's food is in the storehouse, you could take from everyone's food. You don't let them know. You could make an Erev with their food even, without telling them, because you know they want the Erev. They're already participating in this Erev. You know they want to do the Erev. The Tois for Aleihem, let's say more people moved in, and you have to make a bigger Erev. Then Moisif and Mezakev at Tzarech Ladia. Then, if you want to use their food, you have to be Madia them. Because we said before that someone's makban on Eruva, that doesn't work. So here, there's a new guy, you have to let him know because maybe he doesn't want to give food for the Erev. So you have to be Madia. So if you already participated, you got less, you don't have to Madia him. If it's new people, you have to Madia them. Zogtim Maravaita. And Mezakim means like this, either Moisif either moisif from their food or mezakeh from your own food. And if it's theirs, you have to ma'adiya. That's what Rashi reads the Mishnah. Moisif from mezakeh, which Arachadiya means moisif from their food and then you have to ma'adiya, or mezakeh from your own food and you don't have to ma'adiya because I'm giving them mezchos. Kamu shiurim, what's the shear of Erev? Bezman shehim erubim, when there are a lot of people, mazon shtei sudas, you need enough for two sudas. Lekula, for everyone. All you need is two sudas, that covers everyone. Bezman shehim erubim, when they're little, kegregos kol echad v'echad, you need enough of a dried fig for each person. And Gemara will explain a little bit when we see the Gemara. Now Rabbi Yossi argues on Tanna Kamma. Rabbi Yossi says you only need a shear, right about Amurim Metchilas Erev, only when we're getting Erev. Avashiur Erev, once you made Erev and it got less, you don't need a shear anymore. Since the whole Erev Chatzeris, we're talking about here, you have already a shita from Avayis. The only reason you make an Erev Chatzeris is that the Tanaikas shouldn't forget about it. Therefore, it's enough if you have a little bit left over. You don't need a shear. By the beginning, you need a shear. But once you have already, you start an Erev and you have shita from Avayis, then the halach is you don't need a shear because the whole thing was Shakeach Teres Erev and Tanaikas, and that you could tuwaif even with a little bit left. Zot the Gemara, Maya Eskino. What's the case? Now go back on the ratio of the Mishnah. The ratio of the Mishnah says Nesma'it, it got less. I could take their food and make an Erev further again with them without asking them. So Maya Eskino, what we're talking about? Ilim Min Echad, if we're talking the same Min, you made an Erev with, let's say, wine, and you have more wine from everyone here in stock, and you want to continue the Erev like that. Maya Eskino Nesma'it, then why by Nesma'it? I feel like Kalanam, even if there's nothing left, I'm allowed to do it. Because why shouldn't he let? He doesn't mind. He gave one last time, he gave one this time. Hello. Must be a shtei minim. It's a new min. You want to use a different min. You want to use his figs now. So then I feel a smite namiloi. Even if it's just a smite, you have to ask him. The Tanya. Kala oichel min echad ain't tzarech la'idea. If the oichel got used up from one min, you don't have to be ma'idea him that you're making a new air. Mebeiz minim, if it's two different minim, tzarech la'idea. You have to let him know because you're using a different min. Maybe he's makbid on that. So that's the kasha. What's our Mishnah talking about? It says that if it's a smite, you don't have to let him know. So what is the case? If it's one min, even if it's nothing left. If it's two minim, l'chayra, he's makbin. So Gemara says it can answer either way. Baisem min echad, baisem v'shnei minim. Baisem min echad, mai nesma'i nesmaitin. It's taka tova min echad. And our Mishnah means taka, if there's nothing left. If there's nothing left, I still could do it again because it's the same min. Baisem v'shnei minim and kol shani. There's a difference. Two minim, if you already made if there's something left from the Erev, so then you could take even from different min. When it's a whole new Erev, you can't. Now, what's the beer adava? I don't know. They don't really explain pshat. Rashi just says that v'daf ganok nesmait the kasha lachma brisa kala shani the brisa kala daf ganokat. Avon nesmayet I feel in base minim in chokadia. When nesmayet even 2 minim you don't have to be my idea. You have to know pshat. But somehow when you still have part of the Erev, then even let do 2 minim. And that will be the chiluk. And that shalom mishnah will be two minim. And that's why dafka and a smite and not kala. But when it's used up, you have to ask. But here you don't have to ask. It said right in the mishnah, toisvu aleihem moisif mezakim. That more people came, so you have to moisif, and then you have to medea them, or you mezakim from your own food. Omer av shizbi omer av chista. Zoyse meres, in our mishnah, it's mevuyir, that chalukim lov chaveir of Rav Yehuda, that they argue on Rav Yehuda, the Tanan, omer av Yehuda. When do you have to have das? By Ruvei Trum, you have to have das. Because they're losing the Trum, so all the way, you have to have das. By Ruvei Chetzeiro, it's Ma'arvin, Bein L'das, Bein Shloil Das. Say L'das, Shloil Das. And we're assuming it means, we're allowed to take his food, Shloil Das. So he's saying, our Mishnah is not like Rav Yehuda, and Rav Pshita, the Chalukim. Obviously, they're not the same. Ma'u the Tema, Hanim L'Chatz, Bein Shloil voice. Maybe the only time you have to ask them, and our Mishnah is only when the Erev is between two Mavoyas. So you don't know which side is his main allegiance. To this Mavi, that Mavi. He lives in between two Mavis. So we're not sure which Mavi is the main Mavi for him. That's the right side or left side? So there you have to ask him. But maybe if you know he lives in this Mavi, you know he's going to become us in this Mavi. So maybe you don't have to ask him even. Even when using his stuff, you don't have to ask him. Kamash v'lo, no. That our Mishnah says you need das. When you take from his food and you're making a sheet if you need his das. And not like Rav Yehuda. Ma'otem, ha'arim le'le b'chotsh v'en sh'tayim v'ayis. B'chotsh v'en sh'tayim v'ayis. B'chotsh v'en sh'tayim v'ayis. You don't have to ask. Kamash v'lo, our Mishnah, you have to ask. And that's what he's saying. It's not like Rav Yehuda. It's chaylik Rav Yehuda. The Mishnah said further, kamu shiur. It says, if it's merubim, then two sudas for everyone. If it's ma'otem, not for Gregor's for each one. So the Gemara is explaining what that means. First of all, kamahu meruvim. What's called a lot of people? Omar Rav Yehuda, Mashmul, Shmoyne Esr Ibn Adam, 18 people. Shmoyne Esr Uloi, only 18, not more than that. Ema Mishmoyne Esr Elech, once it hits 18 and up, two suitors is enough for everyone. Well, my Shmoyne Esr Dinokat, where do you get this number 18 from? Where do you get the number 18 from? Like the Gemara's Kash is, my Shno Shmoyne Esr Dinokat. Well, like, why Shmoyne Esr different? Omar Rav Yehuda, the Dim Farshtar Menei, the Abba, that this is how it goes. Kol She'ilu Mechalka Lamazin Shte Sudas Menehem, like this. You give every person that's given gregorus a dried fig, which is either a third of a beya, a third of an egg, or a 0.44 of an egg. Each guy gives a gregorus. Once you reach enough gregorus that it's the size of two sudas, which is machlekes, either six beyim or eight beyim, once it reaches two sudas, then they have to stop giving. You have to stop. So how many gregorus go into two sudas? 18. So if you have 16 people, they each give a gregorus, you still didn't reach the level of two sudas. But if you have 18 people giving gregorus, you reach the level of two sudas. Once you reach the level of two sudas, then you can stop there. You don't have to give more. Therefore, if you have any area of more than 18 people, two sudas is enough. That's why these days you use a box of matzahs, which usually is enough for two sudas. Two sudas is eight eggs, eight bayim, which is like 16 kazesim, and that's usually enough to use a box of matzahs. What? You need a whole box probably, because kazayis, b'shom shit, this is like 3/4 of a matzah, and it's 10 matzahs, so it makes sense. And if you need 16 kazesim, so then it's one box. What?
Oops.
Yeah. So a whole box of matzahs for 18 people. If you make an area for 3 people, then you don't need a box of matzahs. You only need 3 gregors then. That's not, you know. Okay. So the mar ledim farish le minay the abba kosh ilu mechalka le mazon shtei suda is be name imigas gerogis kolach vechad hein hem rubim. Anytime you mechalka the mazon two sudas and you don't get a gerogis for each one, which is means less than gerogis, then that's a lot. Vesagim mazon shtei sudas enough. Vilai hein hem atem nenu. The agav or kmas vlon and he's teaching us a different thing. The shtei sudas havish merazik gerogis and we're learning from here. How many gregors go into two sudas? 18. That's where number 18 comes from. But really the klal is that if each guy gives a gregors and it reaches two sudas, then you can stop giving. That's enough. And Rav Yehuda is telling us that shear is 18. That's the shear is 18. Let's make a haschal in the Mishnah. We'll speak it over again tomorrow, but let's read a haschal in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, V'chol ma'arvin u'mishtatvim. You're allowed to use everything for Erev. It's Erev chaseres has to be used. Has to be passed. So the Gemara is going to explain. B'chol ma'arvin means, I'm allowed to use any type of pass, even if it's not whole. B'chol ma'arvin, even if it's not a shalim. B'chol ma'arvin, m'shtatim, chutz v'namayim ha'melach. You can do shituf for everything besides for water or salt. You can do any type of food with shituf. Erev chatzeres has to be dafka bread, but it could be even a non shalim. Divrei Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Yeshua Eimer, kikar harei erev. Dafka a whole challah is erev. But if it's not, if it's a piece of an area, fill a maf asa'a, even if it's the size of a saw, it's a huge challah, but it's broken. V'hu prusa, ein ma'arvin, you can't do ma'arvin, you can't do erev ba. Kiko ke'isa, but if it's a whole challah, but it's the size of a little penny, v'hu shalim, it's shalim ma'arvin ba, you can do erev. According to Rav Shua, you need a dafka shalim, and not a prusa, not a piece of challah.